Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. So today's session is going to be a little bit different. I don't plan on doing a tarot or oracle card reading. I just kind of wanted to share some of my thoughts that I've been having. So I know that I said that I was going to do these like weekly tarot card readings, right? And I've been really enjoying that up until it just like recently, it just hasn't felt right. Right, so I have it in my calendar, right? Like do a podcast, and I was doing them like every Friday, and then it kind of recently turned into like every Saturday, and before that it was every single day, and it slowly transformed into whenever I felt like it, and then I was gone for about 6 months, right? And I noticed that last year it was around the same time, like July, when I decided to just drop the podcast altogether. And I think it's because we go through cycles, right? Cycles of how we want to share ourselves, cycles of what feels right. And I know that consistency is a thing, right? It's like discipline, consistency, like share yourself. But I feel like, at least for myself, with the spiritual realm, with the spiritual reality meshed with the physical world, it doesn't make sense for me to keep doing things that don't feel 100% right for me. And so I just kind of wanted to share that with people because I don't want to force myself to do readings, right? Because I kind of feel like you don't really need to hear anything new at this point. The thing about tarot that I've noticed, right, during my time practicing it is that, like everything, it's just cyclical. And after a while, you're just going to keep hearing the same things in different ways. And it really just comes down to being able to discern within yourself at what point of the cycle you're at and what you feel is right for you then and in what amount and intensity you need it or if you need to withdraw or, you know, apply it or let go. Like it's always this or that, yes or no, come or go, stay or, you know, it's always either or it's staying in the space in between, right? Where you're observant, where you're waiting, where you're watching. So it kind of feels like, I feel like I'm like repeating myself, right? And I don't feel like I'm giving you anything new that you don't already know for yourself or that, you know, that you can discern for yourself, right? So I do plan on doing tarot and oracle card readings whenever they feel right for me, but at this point they don't. Right, they just don't feel like it's like the right frequency for me right now. And I feel like if anything, I would want this podcast to be an extension of myself and where I'm at, right? Because that's the whole point of why I made it. I kind of wanted to extend my spirituality to others that might also feel that same frequency that I'm on, right? And so I felt really grateful for you listeners that are listening to this and all the sweet messages I've heard and read all of them, and I appreciate you. It warms my heart, you know, to see that I am able to connect with you across the world, right? Or in the same country or a different country. It's just amazing to me the fact that we have the internet to connect with others, right? It's just such a zeitgeist, right? Like you can say something and then all of a sudden something else makes sense and then someone else reaches that and then you have no idea how your words can impact other people, right? So I feel like it's a beautiful thing to be able to witness that, right? Because I know I've mentioned it before that it kind of felt like I was just saying a podcast, right? And I could see like the numbers of listeners, like, okay, someone listened to that. But then putting like a word or a name or a phrase or anything to that number makes me know like, oh, these are real people out there that I am influencing in some way or the other, right? And that just to me is amazing. So I think moving forward, I'm just going to kind of shift this podcast into whatever I want to do at that point in time. Like right now, it feels right to just kind of chat with you a little bit about where I've been. And I feel like even that might help you kind of see your own strength, right? Like you don't need me, you know, like you don't need me to tell you what's going to happen in the tarot every week for you to have a good week or for you to navigate. Like, yes, these are tools and they're supportive, but I feel like at this point, like I just need to tell you, like, you don't need me you have everything you need to transform and navigate your life within you. And it's just about finding what brings you happiness, what brings you joy, what you want more of, what you want to let go of. And yeah, I think that that's it for today's episode. I will welcome any questions or concerns or comments, but I'm pretty excited to see how this podcast is going to be moving forward, because I know at times in the past I felt like posting, you know, like just more than once a week, but then I stopped myself and I was like, no, that's, you know, you said once a week. And so I've tried that way of like discipline, right? And I've kind of realized like I need to let that go. I can't really be doing things like others are doing them, right? Because if you read anything or see anything, everyone is like, consistency, post every day, post at this time, put, you know, like everyone, growth, growth, growth. But for me, it kind of feels like it's more important for me to be safe and happy, right? And I will still grow regardless if I'm not growing like everybody else is growing. And to me, the point of this podcast was never like a specific growth point in a specific way. It's kind of fun for me to make this organic, right? And yeah, and that to me, I feel like adds so much playfulness to my life, because now I have the option to kind of go against the grain. Like, I don't really need to do things the way that others are doing them in order to be successful. Like, to me, success is something different. To me, it just means being happy with what I do, when I do it, how I want to do it. Like, the freedom to choose and to take action, right? I think that to me is really powerful. And I feel like if you've been resonating or feeling that same way, kind of like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Like, kind of maybe right now is a good time to question, to what benchmarks are you going against? Like, what, like, which benchmarks are in point for your life and who put them there? Like, was it you who put that benchmark there that by X time you need to do X thing? Was that you? Or did you somehow kind of fall into that because that is the correct thing to do, but maybe it hasn't really been befitting you? And yeah, just don't be afraid to do changes, right? And trust in yourself and kind of see where your growth is coming from. Like what does growth look like to you, right? And I know what growth looks like in this material realm, right? But what does growth look like to you in all realms? Yes, physical, material, resources, but also like your spirituality, your happiness, your emotional growth. Like, in what ways can we grow? So I think with my podcast, I'm just going to maybe have sessions where I just talk about what I've recently discovered, right? Like just anything kind of spiritually based or anything that I feel like talking about that has to do with kind of where I'm at and the ways that I'm seeing the world. And hopefully this will be like a small wave that ripples out and touches other waves, right? And then we can all become bigger waves, one big wave. And yeah, and that feels really good to say. So I just wanted to share that with you, that it's always, there's always an option. You don't always need to do things a certain way just because you said you would or you promised someone you would. Or no, like you can always just change it up. You always have the power to transform something. If something doesn't feel that fresh to you, but you want to revive it, just kind of switch it up, see what happens, right? And don't be afraid to lose people or lose this or lose that. I feel like with any transformation, there is going to be a loss, but there's also going to be a gain, right? You really can't move forward unless you're willing to try something new. So that's going to be it for today's session. And I will see you on the next one. Have a good one. Thank you for listening.